did a very
careless job.
The word, another word meaning unusual or strange or odd. You say a very things happen around here that are very
strange way
or
queer.
Queer. Does queer mean the same as strange or odd?
Queer.
Does that mean the same as strange or odd or unusual? Or
I'd say so.
About the same. Now, you don't want to do something, and your wife wants you to. She's apt to say to you, don't be so...
Margaret? I don't know, we don't...
Well, why don't you set one up?
Don't be so stubborn.
Stubborn? You ever say pig-headed or bull-headed or anything?
No.
Or take it out of the marital context.
After 50 years, we ought to have been able to use it, but I can't recall we ever did.
Don't be so set or...
What's that?
Don't be so set.
I've said he has his likes and dislikes, but I don't know.
Have anything if you want to just turn it in that way.
A person who's easily offended, you'd say, oh, watch out for her. She's very...
sensitive?
Yeah. She's sensitive.
Touchy?
Yes, that's another right.
Mm-hmm. Touchy?
Well, person... You say something to him and he doesn't like it, and he gets very
angry.
Would you ever say he got mad too?
Sure.
Get mad, sure, angry, mad.
No, the child's been injured, and the doctor tells the mother, everything will be all right if you just keep
quiet
or keep
him. Keep him quiet. No.
Or your nerves are shot now. You just have to keep.
Take it.
Calm.
Keep calm, that's right.
At the end of the day, if you've done a good day's work, you're very...
Tired?
Now, if you're very, very, very tired, you might say, oh, I'm just... What?
All in?
All in? All tuckered out?
Yes, all tuckered out. I'm all in.
All in.
All in, I think, is the word that follows around here.
Okay. Or I'm just simply all worn.
Worn out?
Yes, worn out.
Now, somebody was well one minute, but the next minute wasn't well. You might say, all of a sudden she sick.
Turn for the worse.
Or she, all of a sudden she blank sick.
All of a sudden,
got sick, or what? I know what you're.
Got sick? Taken sick?
He's taken sick,
Got sick.
And somebody starts sneezing and coughing, you might suspect that yesterday he had a cold.
Mm-hmm.
He what cold? He took a cold or caught
taken a cold?
Had
a cold or taken a cold? Which do you want to?
Well,
caught a cold, I'd say.
Caught a cold?
Caught a cold, real one, too. I've had one all winter.
His voice didn't act right. You might say he was kind of...
Hoarse?
Hoarse.
And
that's coughed, all. Coughed.
And child has some medicine. You give the child some medicine and come back 10 minutes later and the medicine's still there and you ask him, well, haven't you...
Taken.
And he says, no. And you say, what's the matter? Are you... What's the matter? Did you hear me? Are you
deaf?
Yeah.
Well, I go out in the field and work and get my shirt all wet. You might say, well, yesterday I went out and
got all
sweat.
Yesterday I sweat.
Today I'm freezing.
Okay. Back to the child again. You come back 15 minutes later and you see that the child finally, the medicine.
Took the medicine.
Okay. We're nearing the end here. Now, sometimes on your neck, you'll get something that has some liquid in the middle of it. It's an infection.
You answer that one, Ivan. No.
Shingles? No.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's the same description.
That is, I had the shingles on the neck.
Is that like a boil? Or?
Oh, no. It's worse. It scatters and goes down as
a terrific
painful.
Although I think that...
it's a great deal like, if you know anything about erysipelas.
Mm-mm.
Well, the two are similar.
Shingles is a It's a rash. It'll break out and kind of get
very painful. It's nerves.
Kind
on
of blistery shape too, but oh, it's a painful, continuous.
Does it get something in the middle of it? What do you call the stuff that runs out?